This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casa Bella Home and Interiors.
And this morning, talking about the Garden Valley Farmers Market, Lori Proctor is in. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about the Farmers Market.
Well, I started a farmer's market on May 7th, and we have 21 vendors. We cover everything from Quarter Moon Ranch that has beef, pork, lamb, chicken, eggs, pickled everything. We have Creative Chaos, Megan, who does sourdough bread and gluten-free things. We have Meadowland Farms, Chanel, who brings us eggs and honey. Burrito Vaquero, Carmen brings us her Mexican delights. Carlson's Cafe with Deanna, who brings us her famous bourbon banana bread, which sells out weekly.
Bourbon banana bread.
Oh, it's to die for, I can tell you. You've got to be there early or you won't get yours. The Naughty Knitress, Andy comes to us with custom hand-dyed yarns that her husband does, socks and loomed items. We have Corey from Beyond the Candle Company, who has the most unusual candles. They invoke scents that bring back memories from your past. We have Myrtle Creek Candle Company with Mike and Patty, who also come to us with concrete containers that they make and coconut wax candles, everything including the labels they make. We have Umpqua Naturals, Janice and Tom, soap, shampoos, lotions, and tinctures made with mushrooms. Valley Ranch, Michelle Dingman and her daughters bring us emu and rhea eggs, which have been a recent hit for the last couple of weeks.
You
can boil a dinosaur egg and make egg salad sandwiches for a group of people or a huge deviled egg. We have Sierra from Shenabee's Hillside Homestead, who does the cutest garden gnomes you've ever seen, wreaths, jams, elderberry syrups, and dog treats. We have, Downpour Designs, our Julie, who will be this coming, or the 25th, 23rd, 4th, and 5th. She's going to be at the Umpqua Valley Arts. She was juried. She does some beautiful acrylic and resin artwork.
Well, I've got a long list of people.
We got 21 of them here. We've got Gigi's Darling, Sherry, who brings us dog bones, cupcakes, and pup cups. We have Granny's Garden and Gifts, Christine, who comes to us with everything from fresh flowers, bulbs, planters, bird baths, birdhouses, anything you would ever need for the garden. Jessica at Sparkling Things, she brings us some precious jewelry. Grandma's Hooks and Nook, Christy, crochets, items, and macrame. Fun things for the kids, the little sleeves that go over those cold goose pops that freeze their little hands and make them sticky, that will save you. We have Lori from Allure Boutique, who brings clothing you can't find anywhere else but the market. The Pizza Bus is one of our regular food truck vendors. And then we have Proctor Farms, which brings you produce, fresh fruit, cherries, blueberries, and plums will be there with pesto, hummus, seasonal salts, and herbs. So,
all kinds of things. What led to you getting this started?
I did markets when I lived in California for 10 years. I fell in love with it. I like to support local farmers and artists. I think it's better for you to know where your things are coming from. And it helps small people get a leg up. I know a lot of vendors that have started at markets and are now in stores nationwide. So,
yeah. Now, you mentioned doing that in California. How long ago did you move here?
2.5 years ago.
And talk about specifically where you are in Garden Valley.
We're right across the street from the Roseburg Golf and Country Club at the Riversdale Grange. We're both inside and outside, so look for the pop-ups and our food trucks.
And in the last few years, it seems like there's been an increased interest in farmers markets.
I think COVID had a lot to do with it. People were required to go out and figure out how to make a living and support their families. People are concerned with the quality of products that they get. And 10 years ago, it was very hard for farmers to compete with, say, Safeway, Albertsons, and such. And now with the prices skyrocketing, they're able to compete and you get fresh pick that day and you could talk to the farmer or the artist that makes or produces your things.
So. Well, and really the emphasis in some places is having less steps between the farm and actually getting to your table.
Absolutely. When you come to the Garden Valley Farmers Market, you're buying it direct from the person that produces it or crafts it.
And we've got a number of farmers markets around the area, but I think you're the only one that's on Sundays.
We are the only one that's on Sundays, and I tried to do it from 11 to 3 so people could come after church or on their way home on a weekend. So, but you've got lovely farmers markets in the county.
And did you have a background in agriculture yourself?
We had a farm trails. We were in farm trails when I lived in Sonoma County. We lived on a 26-acre apple ranch, so I did farm trails there for 4 years, yes.
Wow. So if people want to find out more about the market, how do they do that?
They just show up on a Sunday, and every Sunday we also do auction off or raffle off a gift basket worth $50. Has a items in there from our vendors and other lovely things, and we do the drawing at 2 o'clock. For every $10 you spend with a vendor, you get a ticket and a chance to enter to win. We've had one lady won twice, so it's been fun.
All right, Lori Proctor, Garden Valley Farmers Market, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle, for having me.
8:37 at the Morning Report.